BBC News with Marion Marshall. The United States has recognized as interim president of Venezuela the head of the opposition National Assembly, Juan Guaido. President Trump said he would use the full weight of America's economic and diplomatic power to restore Venezuelan democracy. The announcement came minutes after Mr. Guaido declared himself interim president during widespread anti-government protests in Caracas. He claimed to have the support of the military and promised free elections. Regional powers such as Brazil, Colombia, Chile and Peru have also given their backing to Mr. Guaido. In his reaction, Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro said he's breaking off diplomatic relations with Washington. A leading Maduro ally says Juan Guaido has violated Venezuela's constitution and he doesn't care what the US and other countries in the Americas say. Reports say government forces have been firing tear gas during large opposition protests in Caracas. President Trump says he wants to go ahead with his State of the Union address next Tuesday, despite concerns over security arising from the government shutdown. The House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, responded by saying Mr. Trump would not give the speech in the House of Representatives chamber until the government was fully reopened. Donald Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, has postponed his testimony to Congress due 2 weeks from now. According to his legal adviser, Lanny Davis, the delay is because of ongoing threats to Mr. Cohen's family from President Trump. Police in Arizona have arrested a nurse after a patient in a long-term vegetative state at a care facility gave birth. The 36-year-old man has been charged with sexual assault and abusing a vulnerable adult. Prosecutors in Germany have charged an Iraqi asylum seeker with the rape and murder of a 14-year-old girl in a high-profile case. The suspect left Germany soon after the incident, but was tracked down. BBC News.